Welcome to this week's Talking Codswallop. I am Gemma.
And I'm James.
Yeah, it's the better one.
Your words, not mine. I can neither confirm nor deny.
So, Tadpoles, don't tell him, because you know he's not going to listen, so he won't know. And Andy, more to the point, don't you tell him either.
Yeah, don't you tell him or I'll puncture your simulated tyres.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously it's been a while since we last spoke, and you're on your first episode. So you're not on your first episode now, you're a dab hand now.
I'm an old hand now.
You are, yes. So I just wondered how you've been since we recorded, basically.
I've been wonderful, because obviously last 2 weeks has been Easter, so mm-hmm. not only did I get to celebrate my birthday, as yep. we're both April birthdays, but
yep.
my daughter was also over visiting, so I've had 2 weeks with my daughter. It always calms me down and settles, you know, nothing is wrong in the world.
Yes.
When my daughter visits.
Yeah, that's really nice. That is, because, you know, everybody needs their time, don't they? Their reset button and stuff like that. But also, yeah, seeing your kid, you probably know that I don't want children personally, but at the same time, yeah, I can also understand that, you know, it is lovely when you actually see a child, because obviously they're your child, aren't they? You part made them, so.
I do have to agree, even though she is fully in surly teenager mode now, so yeah. I get one word answers for everything. The best way to communicate is through, we basically have a house group chat.
Okay.
It's the only way to get her. Do you want tea? Yes, please. What do you want? What are you making?
At least they respond quicker that way, though.
That is true. No, she's been having a bit of a hard time because she just started high school and she was diagnosed with autism. So it's been a big change.
Yeah.
Even though she's gone to a high school that's round the corner from her house, mm-hmm. she's got a lot of friends who've gone from her primary. Obviously, even so, it's a big jump. Her primary school class was like 20 students. She's now in the second biggest high school in the Isle of Man.
Oh, okay.
So it's a big change for her.
Very intimidating as well, isn't it?
Cause, absolutely. Yeah. Even just the fact that the layout of the school is so different. Like, they have off-site, off-campus buildings. So okay. It's like you literally have to cross the road to go to some subjects. That's such a big change for her, from going sitting in the same classroom and just doing a different subject. Now she's got to be like, right, geography's next door, history's across the road,
yeah,
and then PE's over there in the swimming centre. It's a bit. It's taking her some getting used to. So she's had a nice chill 2 weeks where we basically said, whatever you want to do, just tell us on the day. We'll make arrangements.
Oh, that's good.
And that's the way we've been doing it now. So visiting family, going out. We went to see Kung Fu Panda 4.
Ooh, which, I've heard that that's actually quite good. Is that right? No?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm quite a big cinema fan and, you know, picking up on little bits and bobs. My wife mm-hmm. pointed out a giant plot hole to me after we'd watched it, and I was like, oh god. So no spoilers for the tadpoles. If they want to go see it, feel free. I highly doubt we'll get James in for a celluloid on Kung Fu Panda 4, but if we do, if I somehow manage it, we'll discuss it then. But yeah,
we could just make him. But also, I just want to just point out, because I'm using a different microphone, sorry, this is slightly off topic, but James seemed to have had a helicopter in his background a few moments ago that I could hear, and all of a sudden then it appeared on my side of audio, so it's flown quite far quite quickly. So if my audio picks up that helicopter in the background, I do apologize. I'm very, very sorry.
But yeah, I do too. I often forget that I live in a major metropolitan area, and I've got my office window open for a bit of fresh air.
Well, you're gonna have to shut that then.
That's done.
Good boy. Well, my window is firmly shut, but still, the helicopter was pretty noisy. So,
I do apologise.
No, that's absolutely fine. It just seemed funny. I just wanted to interrupt at that moment because it did seem funny that I could hear a helicopter on your audio and then there was one on my side.
Well, there you have it. There you have it, Tadpoles. We're going to be discussing bread and then weather at 6, live from the chopper.
Yeah, exactly. But spoiler alert, they don't know that we're talking about bread yet.
Neither did I. You just said look up the history of the word BAPS. I went on a very interesting Google search.
You looked up the wrong thing though, didn't you?
Well, for the purposes of this podcast, yes. For my own entertainment, no.
And so how was your birthday as well?
It was brilliant. My dog nearly killed my wife.
Okay. That's not the sentence you're expecting after it was brilliant.
Well, we all laughed, which is okay. So even my wife was laughing, so that's okay.
What happened?
We went out for lunch, and it was me, my wife, my mum, and my daughter, and the dog, who is Murphy. He is he's 12 months old this week. Aww. So he's 12 months old and he's German Shepherd. And he is the size of a house. He is enormous.
Yes.
He is but he has the finesse of a toddler. Yeah. So we all went out. So we went out for lunch in a dog friendly cafe where they have garden sheds that were set up during quarantine so that you can still go. So
sounds like actually really cool.
Yeah. So what they've done is they've taken these sheds, and what they've done is they've knocked out most of the side panels and put in clear plastic. So you can still see everything and have a look around, but it's isolated. So now what they've done is post-quarantine, they've now turned them into dog-friendly tables. So you can have your dog in with you and not bother anyone. The only problem is, as I say, he's the size of a house with the ability, with the spatial awareness of a toddler. He lifted he lifted the table up when he stood up about three times because he forgets how big he is. And at one point, my mum went out to order something. He doesn't like it when we get separated. So he stands up and goes to the door, pulling my wife over in the chair.
Oh my God.
Because again, he's just like, where is she going? And then my wife goes with him, whether she wants to or not. But he was very apologetic, which is always the important thing.
Yes.
He knows he done wrong.
Yeah. No. Tell between the legs and then he's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the great thing is it's another one of his humans at his level. So he's just like suddenly goes, oh, you're down here. Lick.
Yeah, that's a typical dog behavior, isn't it? Definitely.
So he made up for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just thinking, because I mean, I've done quite a few bits this last few weeks. So, I too had a birthday, which was very nice. My mum is very, very kindly giving me some money towards a new car. So I'm saving up towards it as well. And I think I should be able to, for my car, I think I should be able to get around $2,000. So I'm fingers crossed that really does happen. And because I've had, I know you listen, but just in case this is somebody's first episode, I've had an awful lot of problems with my recent car. It is an absolute nightmare. The current car, sorry, should I say. So, she's taken pity on me, basically, and she said, look, I'll chip in and give you some money for your birthday so you can actually get one. So, which is amazing. So I hate my car, but we don't tell my car that because otherwise it breaks down again.
we don't tell Damien how bad he is.
We jokingly, I called it Loki because it was black and it's a courser. So I thought, you know, it's got the horns kind of thing, but it's acting up to its name. So I guess it's my fault really for calling it Loki. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, and then so we just did sort of went out for a meal and saw my brother in the evening. But, you know, so the day itself, I think when you get older, it's kind of like a generic birthday, isn't it, really?
The problem is once you get to an adult, it's that eternal question of what do you want for your birthday? Well, I don't know. I'm a grown up with my own money. I can buy whatever I want whenever I want it.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing with what do you want to do for your birthday? Well, I'm a grown adult. I can do what I want normally.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was just like, let's go out for lunch and I'll have, because I really fancied macaroni cheese. So I went to the specific place that I knew did it. So it was like, that'll do.
Big fan of mac and cheese in my family.
Me too. Like
me too. Me and my daughter, we love it. My wife, not so much, but she puts up with it for us.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, again, recently with the visit, we discovered that our usual mac and cheese no longer exists. The company's gone under.
Oh, no.
So you can't buy it anymore. My daughter loves taking it home with her because it's literally the mix that we have. It comes with a little bag of pasta and a little sachet of sauce. All she has to do is add like, so it's boil the pasta, drain it, add milk, add powder, little bit of butter, job's done. So it's a nice, easy, ready meal for her. So she loves taking a box or two home and we couldn't find any. So my wife spent all night Googling and finding out which ones are similar. And we even did a taste test one night where we had like three bowls of mac and cheese from each different one. Right, which one's the closest? That one. Brilliant. Right, here you go. Hand child as many boxes as we can get.
Yeah.
Keep these safe.
At least you'll be able to survive.
Well, we went for, yeah, it was full Gandalf. Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
And also last weekend, I went to Salisbury. So I actually went out for the weekend, which was nice. I stayed overnight, met up with my mate Owen, and that's always fun to go and see him. And because he'd just been to Japan, so he also brought me back a load of Pokemon stuff, which I'm absolutely loving. Yeah, I've got a stuffed toy, can't speak, some biscuits that have got Pokemon on, and, you know, there's a load of different stuff as well, so I'll post up a picture of what he got. But, yeah, so he's been in Japan for the last month. The reason, though, we went to Salisbury was to see a play that was called, it's a musical, but it's like a comedy one as well. So it like really was very funny. So if it comes anywhere near you, that sounded rude, but yeah, you should definitely check it out. So
that's what it's she called, said.
Yes, exactly.
It comes near you. Hey!
A little bit delayed there, but, you know, I'll allow it. You know, there is a slight delay on these recordings, so I let it off.
It's not my fault. No, I'm just slow.
No, it's all right. You'll get the hang of it. Don't worry. The musical is called Are You Worthy? Mm-hmm. And it is so funny. And it's a kind of a dig at festivals. So this place is, I think it was called Glastonbury, or something like that. I can't remember the exact name of the festival, but it basically was like the fact that, you know, you get three chips for like £15, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So anyone who's ever been to a music festival knows exactly what the ripoffs are. But it was done really, really well and really funny. And there was a pyramid on stage as well. So it was just like, you know, the pyramid was the thing that was controlling everything because, you know, that's what the pyramids do. So anyway, you have to watch it, but it's very, very funny. But also, like, I think they have actually got a pyramid stage in Glastonbury, so I think that might be the case. But yeah, so I think it was like a little play on that. So, but yeah, there was it was like this girl that was sort of auditioning to try and join the festival so she could get up on stage and sing. She was really talented, but then there was another person who actually won because they were rich, you know. So yeah, and it was like, and she couldn't sing at all. Well, he, she played a he. They couldn't sing at all. And it was, I'm not really giving anything away, but it was massively fun. And if it is anywhere near, you know, I'll pop up the link in the sort of the description so you can go and have a look. But very, very good. Very, very funny. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
My favorite musical is The Producers by Mel Brooks.
Okay. And I've heard of it, but not seen it. Yeah.
I've seen there's two film adaptations, both involving Mel Brooks. The first one has Gene Wilder in it.
Okay.
Which was done in, I think, the 70s or 80s. And then they remade it in the early 2000s with Matthew Broderick, Nathan Lane, Will Ferrell, and Uma Thurman. And I absolutely love it. And it's about two Hollywood producers who, one of them is formerly an accountant, and he works out that you can make more money from a flop than with a hit by raising funds and then closing the night early. And if you don't disclose any of it to the tax man, basically commit fraud and you can make yourselves millionaires. So they host, they do the history of Adolf Hitler, but they hire a gay director and they change the ending to where Hitler wins.
Oh, that's not good. And, but it's not good.
Well, no, this is the beautiful thing. Again, I don't want to spoil it because it is a fantastic film to see, but in the end, because of the way that Hitler is portrayed in the show, it becomes a farce. So rather than it being a true-to-life support of, all the people watching it just see it as a giant piss take, which makes it super successful, which then causes them problems because the whole point was, no, it's supposed to be ruinous. It's supposed to put us out of business so we can run off with the money. It's too late now. But no, one of my favorite like comedy musicals where it makes sense for people to break out in song, but the performances are just fantastic. Nathan Lane is just superb in it.
Okay. You know? I'm going to have a look at that and see if I can find it and put it on somewhere. So that'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a shot. So, only other thing that I did this week was kicked a wall.
Did you mean to?
Yeah. No, I was outside playing with the dog and basically went to kick the ball. Managed to kick the ball, but I kicked the wall as well. And you know when it's, you know, I don't know if you have the same sort of effect, but you know, it's like, you know, when something's really painful, when nothing makes any sound when you open your mouth to go, ow, it was just like, which, yes, that was an audible silence there, everybody, to demonstrate how silent it was. But yeah, so I've got a couple of bruises on my toes now. So, but you know, it was fun. I mean, whatever, you know, I got over it. I carried on playing with him afterwards. So
at least you didn't kick the dog.
Yes, I have never kicked the dog, I have to say. So that is a definite plus. Yes. So
He's got a massive bony head. It really hurts.
Thing is, though, you can do these kind of things so accidentally, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. So if you do it on purpose, that's when we don't.
Oh, agree. God, yeah. But no, I mean, you know, they're so stupid in some ways that they just literally will run at your foot when it seems to be up in the air.
Yeah, mind. As I say, Murphy, he has a nasty habit of trying to get between your legs as you're climbing stairs.
Nice.
To like escort you, but he goes through your legs. I'm like, let me walk it. and then he's the one who looks really sad when you accidentally stand on him. And I'm like, well, get from under me.
Oh, they really are stupid.
They are, but we love them unconditionally, and that's the important part.
Absolutely. And to be honest, in their viewpoint, we probably are really stupid as well. So, you know, yeah, so it swings and roundabouts. It's all good. So I have an apology to make to you because I didn't ask you when we recorded our first time. I didn't actually ask you if you had any codswallop. So I'm now rectifying that problem and asking you, have you got any codswallop? I think I got a bit overwhelmed because there was like three people, including myself. So I was just like, I don't know what to do.
It was a new experience.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't.
Okay.
Other than the codswallop that you introduced when you threw the verbal grenade in the group chat of what do you call this? That's my wow. only codswallop, because I've had a nice chill break.
Okay, well, instead of that, then we're going to bypass the codswallop, and we're going to go and do a big another thing before we actually move into our topic. I should also apologize for not having an episode last week as well. Apology central today. I just can't keep them in my mouth. But yeah,
again,
so
that's
I had
what
a,
she said
that's what she said. I just had a bit of a chaotic week last week. So, yeah, it was a bit of mental with work. So, unfortunately, I just didn't have the time. Me and James were actually going to record this episode last week. And so we're doing it today instead. So, you know, ta-da, you got it instead. So it's all good.
It's getting done. That's the point.
Exactly. And even may I say that one of us has put some research into this. So... And that person is not me.
Hang on, well, it's not me then either.
Oh, well, then he's let us down. God damn it. I thought the new boy needed to show his strength.
I went and spoke to an entomologist over this.
Okay, well, we'll get into that then.
I got into five-syllable territory. It was hard.
So the topic that we are talking about today is the mystery of basically what all different locations in the UK call a typical, let's say, bread roll. So it's so I can make it a little bit more generic for our international listeners. So it's basically a small bread roll, the kind that you would put like a burger inside, just to explain. In West Yorkshire, apparently it's a tea cake. In the East Midlands, it's a cob. In the Northwest is a balm cake. Now, there's a lot of these that I've never heard of before either. So, you know, which is a balm cake I've never heard of either. A barra is Wales.
I wanted to ask, as our resident Welsh,
mm-hmm. we're half Welsh, but
as close as we're going to get on this podcast.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of that?
No. A barra? No.
Because this is something I pointed out to you when we were researching it. I was exactly the same. Some of these I've heard of, but not in the locations that they've listed on this. But okay. Also, some of these I've never heard.
No.
So, as I said to you before, it does make me wonder how much of this is true and is someone on the internet pulling everyone's collective legs at once?
Yeah.
Can we make up anything and see if they'll agree with it? Or is it really this much variety when it comes to a single object?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I also think along those lines as well that they're basically taking the piss. But also in a minute, when I've read these all out, I'm going to actually Google what a bread roll would be in Welsh, because I'm wondering if that's maybe the Welsh version of it.
Is it just the Welsh word for
that's
bread
what I mean.
Roll? I see what you mean. Yeah. That'll be a good one,
Yeah, so I'll have a look at that in a second. So for England and Wales, it's a bap, which, to be honest, mine's a bread roll or a bap. That's what I say. But it's bread roll more than anything else. A bread cake is Yorkshire. A softie is Aberdeen. A balm is the Northwest. A muffin is Oldham. Oh, Oldham. Whatever.
Bun. Oldham.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's northern. You've got to miss out letters.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. I'm a real good southerner, I am. So, actually, another one that's come up is bun, and that's from the north, but I also say bun, and I'm from the south, so who knows. Morning roll is in Scotland. A sottie is Yorkshire. A scuffler is Yorkshire. The roll is the south, so where I'm from. An oven bottom is Lancashire. Last one is batch, which is Warwickshire. So,
and I was just going to say, as the podcast's resident Lancashire person, as I was born and raised in Lancashire, I've never heard it called oven bottom.
No.
Not once.
No. No.
And that's because that's what set me off was like, hang on, I've never heard that. And I've grown up, I spent most of my childhood in Lancashire and then moved out to Merseyside. It's not that far away. And I do return on regular occasions. But something I discovered is, and I don't know about you, I find that, because I was trying to work out, because I our lovely tadpoles, I wanted to give an example, and we'll discuss those in a moment. I realized I actually use something different depending on what the contents is.
Okay.
So for me, if it's just bacon, it's a bacon balm or a bacon bap.
Okay, yeah.
Same with sausage balm, sausage bap. And then obviously when you start putting other stuff in it, that's when it becomes things like, I tend to find like, if I'm just putting like ham in it, it's a balm cake.
Yeah,
it's like a weird association thing.
Yeah, or it's like cheese and ham roll, you know, kind of thing. It's the first thing that I could think of. But it's absolutely the case. Yeah, so we'll just basically, so we just talk shit basically over in this country, guys. So if you're trying to understand it from our point of view, please don't, because we don't understand either. And also just wanted to say as well, I did Google what bara, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, sorry, but B-A-R-A means, and it does mean bread. So that is the Welsh word for bread. So there we go.
So that's it. That's even more confusing, because at least we're trying to say it's a type of bread. The Welsh are just like, I want bread. Okay, what kind of bread? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Do you want it crusty? Do you want it soft? I just want to put my sandwiches in it, to be honest. I hadn't thought this far.
Exactly. So this did sort of inspire to find out from our salty tadpoles. I really rolled my R there, if you noticed. Inspired, you know, asking our salty tadpoles what they said, really. So did you want me to do Twitter first and then you do the Facebook one?
It's entirely up to you. I don't mind. Ladies first, if you'd like.
Yes. Okay. Well, in that case, I am going to, because I also know that you have done a little bit of deep diving into this as well, haven't you? Because one of us said, please, can you do it? I was going to, but I can't.
That's right, tadpoles. So I spent a whole 30 minutes putting it into Google and reading about three articles, which all said the same thing. But
okay,
it's a lot more than what someone else did.
Well, it's a lot more than two other people did, to be honest. But anyway, so from Twitter, we had from the Bats and Balls podcast, which are in Australia. I guess you would call us the very South. It's a roll, is what they said. But also, he would also say bun as well. Stephen Greening says roll. Adam Coxey says balm. So, yeah, again, I'm not sure where these people are especially from, but so it's not following, you know, whether we actually are getting it right or not. But, you know, for the location, I mean, and Kieran says it's a tea cake. Ryan is a roll. There's a lot of tea cake and roll debate going on here, basically. So the next person called Dan says tea cake with two thumbs up. And the reclining pear says, but these aren't all the same thing. So I did sort of ask the question, and then he said, they said, because I'm not sure, male or female, because it's Twitter. No, they're not. Batch rolls have open sides because they are touched when baked, then are torn apart. Cobs are usually more crusty, and stotties are bigger. So if that has ruined James's research, I do apologize in advance. Okay, that's good. So Jez is saying that it's also a BAP, and there's just a couple more. So we got David Glenn, who has said, so the tea cakes I read about in the 19th century English literature were merely chips and fries on a hamburger bun with ketchup. It's what, because the picture is of so basically it has got chips and it has got ketchup, so you know,
it's a chip butty. It is your stereotypical chip butty.
I did go back to him with that, so yeah. And Life on Mars, they have said, this confused me so much when I lived in the UK. I did reply to them saying, it's okay, I'm a native of the country and I am also very confused. So I think I got everyone's response there from Twitter, but if I didn't, I do apologize. But for the majority of it, I see that it was mostly BAP from that option. Really? But
the one thing I did notice as well was no additionals. No one added anything to it, but we did on Facebook.
Okay. Get some
additions. So from Becky Westwood, she said it's a cob. And
yep.
Owen Edmonds says it's a roll or a bap, but doesn't specify as to why. So Owen, okay, you have homework. Victoria Hodges says if it's soft, then it's a bap. If it's crusty, then it's a cob. Yeah, and that's also backed up by Jamie Westwood, who on Facebook said, if it's soft, it's a roll or a bap. If it's crusty, it's a cob. And then Bob Murden Brown has said this very, very convincingly and is very forthright with it. It will always, it's always been and will be a cob. So he's definitely in that camp.
He is, yeah.
Now, I wanted, now, I did actually skip my own, but
yep,
I added one to this, which, again, depending on its size, there's also the bin lid.
Yes, I do recall you actually calling it a bin lid once, and I was like, eh?
Yes, and then I sent you that picture of a bin lid. And so for the salty tadpoles, I'm from Lancashire, but apparently that makes no difference according to these definitions.
No.
When your bap is the size of a dinner plate,
okay,
and has to be cut into four before you can even pick it up, that's a bin lid. And I remember these starting when I was about 12. So okay, we're talking at least 20 years ago. But again, just another name. And what I discovered was, from my deep diving, as it were, the reason why they all have different names is because they are essentially all the same thing. But the regional differences come down to the recipe of the dough,
okay,
and the method of how they are cooked.
Ah,
and that
okay
is literally where it all comes from. So again, with Scotland, these batches were made in the morning because they were smaller loaves, therefore they could be cooked quicker. So they made small loaves for the morning and then baked the proper bread during the day. They were called oven bottoms in Lancashire because they were always cooked on the bottom of the ovens, so that they could be constantly done throughout the day. You didn't have to do a solid run. Again, with Yorkshire, with them being called tea cakes, it's essentially the same recipe, but without the syrup and the coating, without the fruit and the coating of the sugar on top. So it's the same yeah recipe. It's just, it's not a toasted tea cake. It's just a normal tea cake.
Yeah, I was also going to say that there's also a sweet dessert as well, which is called, oh, it's a cake, an actual cake, isn't it? That is called a tea cake, and that is basically marshmallow and biscuit. So marshmallow on top of biscuit covered in chocolate.
There's my tea cake.
Yeah, that's yeah my favourite type of tea cake, I'll be honest.
My wife's a big fan of those as well. So the reason we have so many differences is because, again, it's much like regional differences for everything. It's all done slightly differently everywhere. But mm-hmm because we have now standardized it for big chains like Tesco's, and because, again, you've got to remember, when they started, this would be independent little bakeries.
Yeah.
So that's why
yeah
they would call them each something different. But now that we have it all standardized, you know, what I have in my Tesco is the same that you'll have in your Tesco.
Mm-hmm.
It's now all amalgamated.
Yeah. Although I was going to say that, you know, going back to your bin lid, so to speak, I'm doing air quotes a minute. Yeah. So, but I've never seen I'll call it a bread roll, but I've never seen a massive dinner size plate bread roll. So
you're not going to the right cafes.
No. Well, no, because it's like they usually, I don't know. Yeah. It's a burger bun.
Yeah.
Size,
I was going to say, your introduction for our international listeners was exactly how I would describe it. It's
yeah
it's the bread that you use for burgers.
Yeah. But yours again looked massive.
Yes. Well,
that's
mine.
What she said.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's because mine was stuffed with bacon, sausage, egg, mushrooms, and black pudding.
Yeah. But no, aside from what the filling was, the bread itself looked massive, you know. So,
but it's the same, yeah, same texture, same, the same bappiness that you would have in a smaller one. Just as I said, the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah.
But I remember I remember those coming out when I was a kid, and like, do you want to try a dinner plate? And I was like, or it was like, started his dinner plate, or do you want to try a bin lid? Because again, that was the joke. It was as big as a bin lid.
Yeah.
And it was just big sandwiches, originally like cold cuts, and it's just stuck around.
Oh, but that's the thing, is that I kind of like it. I like the weird and wonderful ones in a way, because they're more like, it's kind of like, it's like traditional to sort of keep it going, you know, kind of thing, rather than everyone's just calling it a bap or a sausage roll. Got sausage rolls on the mind apparently now as well. So I'm off to Greg's.
This is the problem. This is why you don't record right before tea.
I know. I am pretty
everyone's
hungry.
Everyone's hungry and we all go off on tangents.
Mm, exactly.
But yeah, I have to admit the weirdest one for me was the fact that the one I'm supposed to know the most is the one I know the least.
Yeah. No, yeah, no, definitely.
I did like your Twitter commenter who said about open sides, like usually they're done in like batches of six.
Oh,
so
yes.
You have to tear them off. That was something I hadn't considered. But again, when I looked into it, it again makes sense for how they're, are they done in batches? The crusty ones, they're just done for longer. But again, it was so weird how there is technically no definitive answer. So you almost gave me an existential crisis for my homework.
I'm sorry.
Why do we call it a BAP? No one knows, Gemma. Let it go.
Well, you know.
But no, I genuinely enjoy stuff like this. So it was really fun to just go look it up and to have scientists who, you know, as I say, entomologists who look at the history of words and all these things, and then at the end of it, they're just like, yeah, we've no idea.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The best thing we can think of is humans are just weird.
Yeah,
we're just
a weird bunch
and we do weird things.
Especially if you're from Britain. But it's like, why have we got like four definitions of the word there, you know, and or four words apparently. Where am I from? Words. But yeah, no, like four words for four different definitions of there. But yeah, you know,
I do not pity anyone who has to learn English as a second language.
No, or in my case, because I'm dyslexic, so it's I'm sort of okay with reading, but when it comes to reading out loud, I do stumble over my words a little bit, which is, you know, why I kind of force myself to do stories of the week. So I actually improved on that, you know. It does baffle you, because it's just like, oh, seriously? If I got to really think about whether it's ERE or ERI or whatever, you know.
is it possessive?
Yeah.
Or is it directional? I don't know. I don't care. What do I do? What do you mean there's a silent G?
Yeah, exactly. I have no... Well, it's like, if you think about...
The letters are silent, they don't need to be there then, do they?
No, exactly. And if you think about it, why is there a B on the end of lamb?
I'm assuming because it's got its arse stuck with honey. Took you a while, but you got that one.
No, I didn't. I laughed straight away. But but yeah, at the same time, why is there a B? You know, if you're spelling it, like, I know this was brought up by, we'll talk about Jamie Westwood again, but his daughter was learning how to read and spell and things. And and he's going, oh, yes, it's L-A-M, you know, sort of L-A-M-B. You know, kind of thing. And yeah, but that's how they sort of do it, isn't it? And it's like, but why is it lamb? Why is it lamb? You know?
Why is it lamb? It's the same reason it's limb, because we say so. We invented it, therefore that's the rule.
Yeah, but it is so hard though, isn't it? Just
remember,
stupid
it's
English
always
language.
E for pterodactyl.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it actually? Okay.
Pterodactyl is spelt with a P at the beginning. It's a silent
Why does it need to be there then? Why does the letter have to be there? I don't understand why letters have to be there if they're not required. If they're silent, they can silently fuck off. What do you reckon to that, eh?
Luckily, I'm not the arbiter of language.
No, exactly. But it is true, though, isn't it? It's like, oh, seriously.
Oh, well, I'm still convinced it was done by the people who invented Scrabble.
Yeah.
Because they just wanted to score more points.
Probably. You're probably right there.
I'd be on the end of lamb because I had one spare and I wanted to use that tile. Double letters.
Oh dear. So we did not think that today we were going to be debating. Well, we knew that we were going to be debating BAPS and the different terminologies and the different words and whatnot. But yeah, we didn't think that we were going to be telling silent letters to silently fuck off. I enjoyed
Not so silently in some cases.
No, but it is true. It is true. And it's also when, you know, it's also like when people actually turn around and they go, oh, and they use the massive word for like something that's, I don't know, there, or, you know, I can't think of the word right, a word right now, but you know, it's when they use the superficial word, you know, rather than the assholery word, I don't know. But yeah, anyway, as a dyslexic, trying to think of words, and that's not overly great content.
Oh, but you know, we don't ask you to do spelling bees.
Yes, exactly. Thank God for that. No, God, no, definitely. But yeah, my manager always uses like a big word to explain like something that would have been easier if she could have just written it, you know, because I have to sit there then Google it, unless I know it, obviously. I have to sit there, Google it, try and work out what it is. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, why couldn't you have just said X instead of, you know, YZ as well? You know, it's like, oh, but anyway.
No, my preferred favorite is when you have someone who does that and they use it wrong.
Yeah, yeah, that's good too. But then you, unfortunately, I wouldn't know.
Their face.
Yeah, but the problem is that I wouldn't necessarily know that they've said it wrong. So that's the only problem with that. So yeah, I can't get the joy out of it. But if you get the joy out of that, I'm pleased for you. Very pleased for you. Well, I don't know about you, but I know this is a slightly shorter episode, but I'm making up for the previous episode being 2 hours and 45 minutes long. So,
I'm sorry, but I saw the views. We did. People still listened.
yeah, people still listen, so no, it's all good. Yes, I did have to have a very stern word with James and James, because one of the Jameses is aware that we shouldn't be doing review podcasts for 2 hours and 45 minutes. The other one didn't know that, so you know, it's okay. No, it's fine, but it's just, I think it's an easier listen if the episode's a little bit on the shorter side. But there we have it.
Which is why we're doing the 4 hour long Lord of the Rings for the next one. Just In fact, Mr. Stafford will be giving up his seat because he doesn't care for Lord of the Rings, but you do. So we'll end up doing it together. So I'll make you suffer through a 4 hour podcast this time.
I will be cutting that short because I'm not scared to say that's the end of that podcast. Even though we are running at like nearly 50 minutes, so it's not too bad. And we've managed to talk about BAPS. So, and we're also probably both hungry now that we've been talking about food.
I'm dying for a sandwich now.
You are. Yeah, a bin lid.
Yes, I want my bin lid.
Yeah. Oh, and I should also very quickly point out as well that James and Andy did have preferences. Can't remember exactly what they are, because then they went on to different topics about different foods. And then Andy said that he made macaroni cheese, but it had loads of ham in it and it didn't look anything like macaroni cheese. So I said, basically, that's just pasta in whatever the other content was.
Yes, he made cheesy pasta with extra steps. I remember this.
Yeah, yes. So, yeah, so they did say, and I'm pretty certain they were the same sort of page as what we've been saying as well. So, but yeah, so I do ask them outside of the podcast what their answers were.
I have them here.
Okay.
Andy says, I call a muffin a muffin. Otherwise, the catch-all for the majority of the items on the list would be a roll for me. Only pedantics or those ordering items in a bakery use the actual type name.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Stafford said that I think they're generally called mainly a muffin or roll. And Andy was again there pointing out there's two kinds of muffins. There's the sweet and the savoury. And again, I just replied with, I'm getting really hungry now.
Yeah. And then the conversation went even worse. So, yeah. So it is a bizarre world behind the mic as well as in front of the mic. So there we go. I've talked for a little bit longer. So now we're definitely on at least 50 minutes.
Woo! Until you edit right. It and we're down to half an hour.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I don't think this needs much editing, to be honest. So we'll see. We'll see. But on that note, James, I think that we've been talking enough codswallop this week. I have been Gemma.
And I have been James.
You have. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.